Well, Gloucestershire's Royal London Cup campaign starts on Thursday, and that means the return of Michael Klinger back in the country from a winter, for as we're concerned, with the big bash and a new addition to the family as well. Do you regard this as your winter when you come back to us?
Probably do in a way, but because it's sort of been 5 years in a row now, it all just sort of amalgamates into one 12-month season pretty much. But I suppose the way you manage things, whether it's physically and that, you sort of still look at it as a winter, but it's certainly not an off season because you're playing cricket, and especially over the last 5 years when I've played the full 6 months as well, you just keep going 12 months a year. So this is a little different with playing in two blocks, and gives me a bit more time off, a bit more time at home with my family, and also some time to get physically right as well.
But personally and professionally, a great winter for you in terms of our winter.
Yeah, it was nice. We had a third child, little baby boy, named him Easton, and so from a family point of view, it's exciting. He's 6 months now, and got an opportunity to play for Australia, which was something I dreamed of for a long time, and to play 3 2020s it's hard to describe. It was just an amazing feeling and something I'll never forget, and it was a week which was really enjoyable.
And you got runs in each match too.
Yeah, it was nice to contribute and play pretty well, and I suppose to show people that that I could belong at that level, I suppose. And even though it took a while to get there, it was certainly nice to get that opportunity, and hopefully when the other 2020 series comes along over the next year or so, they may think of giving me another crack. And but if not, it was certainly fun while it lasted over that week.
As we've seen scores in 50 over cricket go up over the last 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, is the mentality in 50 over cricket now that it's basically an extended T20?
It's very conditions based, I think. I think if the conditions suit, you could sort of look at it that way. And it also depends a lot on the makeup of your team. If you have more dynamic players, or if you have guys who look to bat through the innings, and obviously probably the best teams are a combination of both. So I think certainly scores are bigger. I think the fielding restrictions help that as well. So it'll be interesting to see with the this year's tournament starting earlier whether the wickets will maybe seam around more or not. So we'll see what happens over the next month.
Interesting that the group is this exactly the same as last year. So you're playing the same sides that you faced in 2016. And the thing about last year, I suppose, was you lost a game at Somerset at the start that probably you should have won, and you lost the second game at Glamorgan, and it was pretty back foot cricket from there on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's so important in a shortened tournament to start well. We got to make sure that we're able to do that. And that doesn't necessarily have to must win the first game, but I think if you look over maybe the first block of four, if you can get 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 4, then it really sets you up to be in a good position. So, and that's the sort of stuff we did when we won it 2 years ago. So the first, I mentioned before, it's a tough tournament to win. There's 18 teams, but I think our first focus has to be to finish in the top four of our group to make the finals. And I think if we can do that, then it gives ourselves a chance.
When you sit down with Richard to discuss what the side might be, are you looking for a team that's got plenty of bowling options in it rather than restricting yourself maybe to 5 or even 6?
Well, we're very lucky in that way that we have some all-rounders who can bat in our top seven. So we got guys like Graham Van Buren, Jack Taylor, Benny Howe, who can all bat in our top 6 or 7. So and a keeper who can bat in the top 7 as well. So that already just gives you options and gives you, because you're always going to pick at least 3 specialist bowlers, maybe 4. So with that plus the all-rounders, it'll give us hopefully in most games at least 7 options, which makes captaining a lot easier.
Phil must have been batting at 6 in the championship. Do you think he might go higher in the 50 over?
Yeah, I think he'll go higher. We haven't discussed the exact batting order. I would assume he'd most likely bat in the top 3, but yeah, well, the last few years, me and Denty have started pretty well most of the time, so I don't know if we'll break that up. We'd like to keep that, but possibly number 3.
Well, Chris has got 3 50s and 100 already this season in first class cricket.
Yeah, he's been on fire and looking really, really good, and I still remember the innings out here he played against Hampshire where he took some very good bowling apart early, and yeah, hopefully you can repeat that a few times.
You may have seen that Glamorgan have had a bit of an iffy start to the season first class wise. Their confidence may be a bit brittle coming here on Thursday. So in a way, it's a game that you want to start off on the right foot, particularly as you've got three away matches to follow.
Yeah, the thing with Glamorgan, they're an extremely good short format team. They've got some very dangerous players. Colin Ingram's probably one of the better short format players in this competition. So, and Jax Rudolph, extremely experienced. And they've got, just got a really strong team. So, with some solid bowls as well. So I think possibly their squad may be more suited to one day in 2020 cricket. I'm not sure. I'm just saying that because of the results I've seen so far in the longer format. But they're going to be a tough game up front. And then we got Lords, Middlesex at Lords on Sunday, who on paper are extremely strong. So it's going to be a tough start. So but we've got some good records against the quality teams. With bigger names, we generally play pretty well against them, so hopefully we can keep that going.
Are you looking forward to getting back into this sort of helter-skelter schedule of the English summer?
Yeah, it's I love coming over here. It's as I said before, the club's looked after me and my family extremely well from 5 years ago when we first got here, and every year look forward to coming back to Bristol and enjoying it. And I think when I enjoy it over here, it's generally lends to playing good cricket. So hopefully that happens again.
Thank you, Michael.
Awesome.